Hello and welcome to today's podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by Aretha Franklin because she was a badass bitch and the world is less cool without her here. Thank you, Aretha. I love you. Today's episode... Oh, let me play the intro music. I have to do it myself because this is going to be a solo podcast. So the intro music goes... Thank you for the intro music, me. So today I figure that today's going to be the Sergio podcast because he's not here, so I can freely talk shit and he can't defend himself. So, yeah. And also I asked him for suggestions about what the podcast should be. Oh my god, a horse. Aww. I love horses. I asked for suggestions on what the podcast should be about, and he said, talk about what it's like for girls to play video games. And I thought that was a very, very, very lame suggestion. Because, like, this podcast is not meant to be, like, educational or nothing. Like, it's just us, like, messing around. And, like, I don't know. How you make that funny? You know? But, yeah. So I decided to change the topic, and then he suggested to make one about Canada's Drag Race. But I think he has some input on that, because he watched the whole thing with me, too, so we can save that topic for next time. So where to start? Let me tell you. First of all, his name is Sergio, S-E-R-G-I-O. In English, they pronounce it Sergio. In Michigan, they spell it Sergine, but nobody calls him that. Like, his family gave him the nickname of Gecko, and that's what they called him, but then his brother called him Gecko, and then, Glenn. And I still am not entirely clear on the why, but that happened. Let's see, and then he, Gecko, Checo. And, yeah, all his friends say Sergio. I think, like, for a hot second, somebody was calling him, like, Power Surge or something. But there's nothing powerful about him, so it was an inappropriate nickname. So, honestly, like, without him being here, I just sound like a straight bitch because nobody's laughing at me making fun of him. So then it just feels like I'm just, like, bashing on him for no reason. But anyway, I call him Biggs and Biggies for the most part. So that came from my dad, actually, because, they met him for the first time at some point, I don't know, 8+ years ago. I think 8 years ago. And he's the one that keeps track of this stuff, and see why I need a co-host? Because I'm stupid and I don't know these, like, facts. But anyway, I think it was 8 years ago. And then, like, he leaves and you would think that, like, my dad would be like, oh, let's talk about her new little boyfriend and, like, question him or, like, say my thoughts about him. Like, oh, I think he's a good person or I think he sucks or, like, whatever. No, all he said was, he doesn't have a mustache, huh? And that's all he said. And it made me laugh a lot. And in Spanish, it's called bigotes. And so we started calling him bigotes because he didn't have no bigotes. And I thought it was funny. And so now that turned into his nickname and variations of it. Damn, that cop's driving fast. He's zigzagging. Oh, I think he's gonna pull someone over. I love love watching people get pulled over. Especially though, I always end up getting sidetracked with this shit. But especially, it happened to me twice, I think, where someone like cut me off or was like driving bad around me in particular, and then they get pulled over by a cop. So it's so gratifying. It was such a good feeling. I shouldn't like wish ill will on anyone, but like, they were being annoying little brats. And I don't use that word lightly. They were brats. I'm drinking Coke Zero because it's so good. But zero calories. It's probably still not good for you. I'm not a scientist of that sort. And I also am still like way more unhealthy in way different ways. That I should probably figure that stuff out first, before this whole Coke Zero business. I don't drink that much soda anyway, so don't you judge me. There's literally nobody here with me. And I don't know if anyone's even gonna listen to this. Probably because he is gonna want to hear what I had to say about him. Okay, anyway. Let's see. The first time I met him, he was very unimpressive. I sound like such an asshole. He was very unimpressive and unremarkable. And that's not a bad thing, because you can be very impressive in all the wrong ways. But he just kind of flew under the radar for me. Like, he wasn't, like, really outgoing or anything. And I really kept to myself as much as I possibly could. And pretended to be fine when I was not. So I didn't go out of my way to talk to nobody either. So our paths really didn't cross for a long time, but I guess I probably knew he existed. Like, I knew that there was like, oh, that's a face that like lives in the same, oh, we lived in the same dorms in undergrad, by the way. And then eventually, like, my roommate was the same major as him, I think, or similar, I don't know. I think she was CS and he was, like, computer engineering, but I don't know what hers was, TBH. But it was something related, so she needed help with, like, some of the coding stuff or whatever. Her name is Paula, I call her Polita, and I love her so much. But yeah, anyway, he would come to help her out, and then I was just like, I was fucking chilling, like, I was just, like, not doing anything. Like, I was in classes and stuff, but then I was fairly, like, you know, depressed, so I didn't really do anything. I was in that, like, rut mode. Like, now I binge watch Netflix, but at the time, I would have to, like, figure out what I could watch, like, in illegal sites, basically. Sorry for stealing, but I would have gladly paid for a subscription service, and I gladly do pay for that now, and I have not, like, watched anything illegally in, like, probably since undergrad, so, you know. And then, let's see, so I was watching a lot of Powerpuff Girls. I don't know why. That was just my choice, and he says that he remembers that I was doing that, and then I was just, like, playing. I got back into World of Warcraft, so I was playing a lot of that, and yeah, just playing my games, and just in my room, and he would come in to help her, and he was nice, and that's about it, and he just seemed like a good person, and that's it, that's the impression I got of him. I didn't think he was cool. I don't think anyone thinks he's cool. But, yeah. I mean, I said it at the start that I was just gonna be talking shit, so, you know, we're good. But, yeah, that most people get is like, oh, he is nice. And nice this is very nice. Because, like I don't think I come off necessarily as nice, and people might think that I'm kind of shitty. But I'm secretly, like, a very good person, and I like the people that I do end up liking, like, I'll do a lot for them. But I am very sarcastic, and I'm, like, I take a lot of pleasure in bringing people down in a comedic way. And people laugh, so I do it a lot. And he's definitely not like that. And now he's a little sassy, but that's probably my fault. And also, like, he grew up, because we eventually started dating when we were 19, I think. So, obviously, growing up happens. And he hasn't changed a lot. Well, no, yeah, he's changed a lot, actually. He was really shy and, like, especially, like, with my family and stuff. Partially because of, like, the language thing, but also because of just being more shy and reserved and, like, not really doing much. And, like, back then we didn't have friends either, mind you. So we weren't, like, the cool kids or nothing. Well, I think he had friends in high school, but... No, he had friends in high school, but, like, so did I. But it's a different type of friendship where it's just like, oh, yeah, we see each other every day, so we need someone to eat lunch with, you know? And you don't realize that until later. But he was more shy and reserved, and now... But inside, like, he's always been a little goofy goofball. I think he was grouchier before, too. Not with me, but, like, before in his past life. That's what his sister says, anyway. He says that she says that he was really grouchy. And I believe it. He gets pretty cranky, so imagine, like, teenager boy. Like, he probably was fairly cranky. Let's see. He's pretty cool, though. Like, he's pretty much down to, like, go wherever, do whatever, which is surprising, because, I mean, at least at first, when you just see, like, this shy little, like, adorable baby, you're like, you're not down to clown, and he's down to clown. Playing Down the Clown, the game, it's at Dave & Buster's. Oh my god. I swear, okay, every single episode is sponsored by Dave & Buster's, because we mention it every single episode. Like, right now, I'm, like, talking by myself in my car, and I still found a way to tie it back in, and I'm not even trying to. If I were trying to, oh my god, I could talk about them forever. Probably, I don't know. Anyway, Down the Clown is a game there, where you literally, like, throw balls at the clown. But I call it Hit the Bitches. Don't know why, but that happened. And then now we're like, oh, do you want to go play Hit the Bitches? But, like, that sounds very bad. And then, like, there's usually children around at Dave & Buster's, which I strongly disagree with. And if I had my own arcade, I would not let those little ragamuffins with their sticky little hands, like, go play there. I got, like, smacked in the head once by this kid with an inflatable hammer who was chasing this other kid who also had an inflatable hammer, and he missed somehow and smacked me in the side of the head. So I disagree with children being present. Like, I understand that they want to play games too, but, like, go to Chuck E. Cheese. They're expecting you there. I am there for a jolly good time. Like, if you can't go purchase a beer, then you're not allowed. Then don't get near. Okay. Back on track. Oh my god, scary bird. Or I guess I'm not back on track.
This is much more tiring when you're doing it by yourself.
I'm on my way to go pick up his sister. And he's working, so that's why I'm by myself, by the way. Gonna pick up Cheeky's Power! I don't know why I say that, TBH. It's like puppy power, but Cheeky's Power. And I find joy in that. down for whatever. So if you're like, oh, there's this new hot dog place in Quebec that I really, really want to go to. And he's like, okay. And he'll we'll just go kind of wherever. That's probably like what I've gotten to do, some of the things I've been able to do. He's also like very generous. Like, he just like gives me money. And he's not like selfish or anything with the money. Especially considering like that I'm not bringing home the fucking bacon. I'm not even bringing home bacon bits. Well, now I am, but like before it was like nothing. Not even bacon grease. So you can't buy anything with bacon grease. So he really stepped up on that end and like has done so much of like the boring shit that I don't like to do. He doesn't mind it so much, so he just does shit. But he's a really cool cat, and like, but you know what? I hate it. I hate him. I hate him. No, I know. But it's so annoying that like everybody loves him so easily, and like everybody's just like, oh yeah, he's a really good person. And I'm like, how the fuck do you know? You just met him. But everyone's just like, I can tell. And I mean, they're right, but like, that's not right that like they can sense that about him so easily. But with me, it's like, it's a challenge, bros. But yeah, like my whole family loves him. Like my mom probably like prefers him because he brings her flowers sometimes and stuff, which is really sweet. I really like that he does that. He is, you know what though? He's also really annoying. Let me fill you in here. So he has trouble he has ADD or ADHD, sorry. He has trouble like staying focused and paying attention to things. And that's a part of it. But the other part is like he's straight up like not choosing to listen to you as well sometimes. And I have like a couple of really funny examples, or I think they're really funny. I guess I shouldn't say that they're funny. But oh my god, I keep yawning. But tonight I bounce back again. By the night I can't stop. Knew that I was real when I hit it, bounce back. I like a song. Yes, I think I know, but tonight I bounce back. Got your check and bounce back. Woke up in beast mode with my girl is beauty and the beast though. I mean, I guess I did it anyway. So he has trouble focusing and paying attention, which is ironic because I on this podcast, like I don't sound very like focused either. But it's not a problem usually until I'm trying to like actually say something. And, like, he also, like, does not understand things sometimes. And I hate having to repeat myself. And I have to repeat myself not just because he also happens to be, like, deaf. My cousin called him sordo, which means deaf. Sordo, which is left-handed. And sonso, which is, like, dummy. And she loves him, I swear. We all do. This is just how we show love to people. And maybe it's wrong, but if it's wrong, I don't want to be right. And so I was talking about, let's see, the focusing and paying attention thing, and that, oh yeah, he also doesn't understand what I'm trying to say sometimes. So like this morning, for example, we were watching a video of like Trixie Mattel, a very famous drag queen, and Priyanka, the Queen Priyanka. Follow her on Instagram at the Queen Priyanka. She's from Canada's Drag Race, No spoilers, so I won't say, like, much more about that, but that probably gave something away. But anyway, she's so cool. She's so bomb. And they were getting ready. And I was telling him that the editors of the video tried to cover up a mirror that Trixie Mattel was gonna be selling because it wasn't on sale yet. So they put, like, this very obvious, like, pot of plants on top of it, and then they put a very obvious, like, copy of one of their books or something on there to try to cover up the mirror. But then later, they stopped even trying to cover it up. So, like, I explained this, like, literally probably 5 times, and he's like, I just don't get it. Now I get it, but what's so special about this mirror? And then it's like, I was just trying to share a thing. I wasn't, like, trying to make it weird. I just thought it was funny that the editors just kind of gave up trying to cover it up. Like, that they started trying to, but then eventually they're like, yeah, it's in too many of the shots. I'm just going to leave it. He's annoying. And shit like that, that, like, it's actually very simple things, but he gets, like, very hung up on, like, no, but what is the meaning of the mirror? Like, instead of just accept what I'm saying. Like, maybe he's, like, a secret genius and, like, he understands, like, too much and he sees too many different meanings and stuff. Like, and that's why, like, I don't know. That's what I'm gonna choose to believe, just because, like, I don't want to think that he's stupid. Because he's truly not. But, like his sister said one time, you're the smartest dumb person I know, or, like, something like that. Maybe it was the other way around. Dumbest smart person? I think it's probably dumbest smart person. But, yeah. He truly is. Other than me. Can I call myself smart? I don't know. That just feels like cocky. I don't like it. I'll take it back. I'm the dumbest dummy. Dummy, dumb, dumb, dumb. Dum, da, dum, dum, dum. So he doesn't pay attention. And one time, like, his sister had come over and we were just, like, answering these questions that are meant to, like, I don't know, like, make you have discussions about it, or, like, learn more about each other or something. I don't know, it's from Google, it wasn't, like, a sophisticated thing. And one of the questions was, like, what is something that, like, really bothers you, or something like that. And I said, something that really bothers me is when people do not listen to me. And then his sister just, like, nods along, and he's nodding along, too, and they're just like, yeah, it makes sense, like, you know, it's annoying, and, like, Bigos knows that, like, I get, like, interrupted while I'm talking all the time. Mind you, I talk a lot, so it's bound to happen, but it's, sometimes I am saying something that's valuable, and I'll still get talked over, like, I'll literally be middle of a sentence, and someone will just, like, start speaking, like, and I don't speak super loud either. I don't know why I'm trying to, like, forgive people for, like, talking over me. I guess, yeah, I have issues. But we all know that. Or, I think we was called them problems. Like, all your problems. So, yeah. That was my response. I don't like being talked over. So then he says, like, much later, he's like, oh, yeah. What was your response again? Like, literally doing the thing that I said was what bothered me the most. So I'm glad his sister was there for that, because that was really fucking funny. The next one, it involves my dad as well. Maybe that's why they get along with each other, because they both do this shit. So we were talking about, because my dad works in a cemetery and he is outside all the time, so he's always burned. He doesn't wear sunscreen. He doesn't hydrate properly. everybody, like, please send him messages. Bully him into health, please. You don't know my dad, and you don't know how to talk to him, but, you know. Make a GoFundMe or something for Laura's dad to drink water, please. Maybe he'll drink water if he knows he's gonna earn money doing it or something. But he works outside all the time, which means he is burnt all the time, and especially in the summer it gets pretty bad. And he's darker skinned, so he doesn't like get like burnt like that, like peely, but more just like crispy. I don't know. That sounds weird. And he was saying that like he doesn't feel the heat when he's outside, but once he gets home and like showers and stuff, he feels the heat radiating off his body. And then I said, oh, it's kind of like when you go to the beach and then you come home and then you feel that same feeling of like the heat radiating off your body because you've been toasting in the sun all day. And everyone kind of like was like, oh yeah, yeah, like that. And then immediately, like not even like a few seconds passed before my dad said, like when you go to the beach and you're like, and he made this crude gesture. Just kidding. He put his hands like on his head and like wiggled his torso, like because you're at the beach with your little bikini, you're like ooh ooh. And he said it's like when you're at the beach and you're like ooh ooh, and then you come home and then you feel the heat radiating off your body. And then my mom was like, are you for real? Like, are you serious? And then I look at Bingo's face, and he's just staring like, what happened? Like, what is she going on about right now? And, I was correct in my assumption that he did not hear me, and he did not listen to what I said, and realized that my dad said the exact same thing, but, like, funnier. Because of the, ooh, ooh. And then he's like, yeah. Oh shit, I didn't even hear that. And like, the thing with my dad is, he doesn't give a fuck that he didn't hear me. He's like, oh yeah, okay, and then just moves on with his life. But Bigos does care, and he's like, oh shit, like, my bad. Like, that is kind of fucked up that I straight up don't hear you a lot of the time. So like, he knows his faults. And, like, I think that's something that's been really cool to watch, is to see him, like, see all of, like, the things that have messed with him and that have made, like, his life more difficult and that have, like, leaked into his adult life, and into, like, our relationship, into his own relationship with things or with other people or, like, whatever. And watching him, like, figure it all out and, like, put the pieces together and being able to, like, talk with him through all of it as he's, like, realizing these big things. And then that he actually, like, starts trying to work on them. Like, that's really cool. And especially, like, for, like, our culture and stuff. Like, most of the time, with men especially, it's like, no, there is nothing wrong with me. I can do no wrong. I am a manly man who is a man, which means I'm perfect and I don't have to work on myself, and I'm too prideful to admit if I've done something wrong. But nope, Bigos always apologizes if he truly believes that he's wrong about something, and he works on himself to try to make things better. So it's really cool to see him like do all of that, because not everyone can do that. So I find that to be very admirable. We're at 29 minutes already, so I'm gonna start wrapping it up. But overall, 5 out of 7. He's a pretty cool guy, but he can earn a couple more stars. Yeah. No, I like him. Don't tell him I said that, though. Because he'll make fun of me. He cares a lot about... Sorry, I just remembered something. He cares a lot about his hair, weirdly. He takes a long time to get ready. And I never, like, encountered people like that before, because I think I've mentioned it before. Like, I most of the time, I don't even brush my hair. Like, I just am like, yeah, that's good enough. My hair is also, like, it lends itself for that. Like, it doesn't do anything. It's just there. So, I don't blame him for doing his hair or for, like, taking care of himself. But I was just like, what the fuck? Like, you look in the mirror? I, like, avoid that thing at all costs. So, that was interesting to, like, learn these nice, fun tidbits about him. This episode is brought to you by mirrors. Looking good, boo. Thank you for listening and joining me on today's podcast. Next time I talk to you guys, I think I will have some company. Because you know what marriage and relationships can potentially get you? Friends. And my sister, my sister-in-law is my friend, so she might be joining us for the next podcast. So I look forward to seeing you guys then.